Hi, welcome to the Week Daily Podcast with me, Chris Betts. It is Thursday, June 25th. Sorry for the late release time on this one. It was a struggle today. You know, writer's block is a real thing. And again, if you're a first-time listener, I do this every weekday where I write a few topical jokes every single day, just a few minutes, sort of like 3 to 5 minutes of material, all on my own. And sometimes it is pulling teeth. But today I got some ones that I think we came out with some good stuff. So without more ado, here are today's headlines. 2 days after the UK government announced a loosening of lockdown restrictions, beaches in Bournemouth and other coastal communities are packed. How appropriate that the second wave should start at a beach. You know, we should have all seen this coming. What do British people always do on the first day of vacation? They get so sunburned, they look like Carrie at the prom. That's all this is. It's just a bunch of people forgetting that they're fallible. You know, who knew Michael Gove was so right when he said Britain is tired of experts? Imagine if he'd used his power for good. What could we have accomplished if instead he'd said, the UK is tired and needs therapy? Russians are voting today to give Putin another 8 years as president, in spite of the fact that it's banned by their constitution, further cementing Russia's status as the world's most depressed nation. Now, to be fair, Russia's proud history, it's not about thriving, it's about surviving. And that sad fact is best exemplified by this hairless, frowning bridge troll. Russians remind me of people who married their high school sweetheart. You know they should get divorced, but dating's a hassle and he'll be dead soon. In Pakistan, apparently 1/3 of the pilots don't have licenses. Ah, pilots. The carnies of the sky. Now, to be fair, the report that said this did not acknowledge how many of these people got their jobs when a panicked air steward burst into the cabin yelling, "Does anyone know how to fly a plane?" The U.S. government accused Huawei of being either owned or backed by the Chinese military. The same report also accused the sky of being blue and Bruno Mars of being frustratingly talented. And finally, a skin lightening cream called Fair and Lovely in India is dropping Fair from its name for promoting racialized beauty standards. How does that help? It's still skin lightening beauty cream. If you want to help, just stop selling it. Or sell it at Halloween, package it with costumes of the girl from The Ring. Yeah, not so pretty when we're crawling out of wells. That is everything for today. Just a quick one. But thank you so much for listening. As always, you can support the show on ko-fi.com. That's ko-fi.com/Chris Betts. I've been doing this every weekday for the last couple months. So feel free to go back and check some old episodes. I will be back tomorrow with the final one of the week. I hope this finds you all well and safe. I will speak to you tomorrow. Bye.